T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today, state officials talked about the large number of deaths in nursing homes. Now, those leaders have been criticized for their directives in the beginning of the crisis. On the news line is WCBS reporter Christy Kalesian, who's been looking into this. Christy, what was the problem and what did the state officials say today?
So, Mike, during the height of the pandemic, especially, we were hearing a lot about the amount of deaths in nursing homes. And, of course, for several months, a lot of people were wondering what may have caused just this high amount of deaths in these nursing homes. And this report came out to pretty much answer that. And the report says that nursing home staff and visitors, especially who are asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19, contributed the most to the nursing home deaths. And Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker emphasized that he didn't want to blame the nursing homes or the CDC for this, but that the limited knowledge at the time on the virus really kept nursing homes from implementing stricter rules towards having their staff be tested or having their staff return to work after showing symptoms of the virus, or even having a stricter approach towards having asymptomatic nurses return to work. So it really was a lot of the staff that he was saying in the report that contributed the most to these deaths in nursing homes.
Well, that's controversial because that wasn't what a lot of critics thought.
Right. So the common misconception was that nursing home admissions had spread the virus. According to the report, it highlights that nursing home residents' deaths, that peaked on April 8th, right? And that is 23 days after nursing home staff cases peaked. So that number 23 is important because a lot of studies that Dr. Howard Zucker mentioned, a lot of studies say that the average time from infection to death in patients is between 18 and 25 days. So with staff cases peaking and 23 days later, then the nursing home residents' deaths and cases peaking, he said that is quite a direct correlation from the staff to the patients and, again, the residents. And again, really, it's just an emphasis that we didn't know what we didn't know at the time, and really that, you know, people didn't know how highly infectious these workers were, and they came from the community, which if there was a high amount of cases in the community and they bring it to the patients, of course, it only made sense that it would increase this amount of death.
All right. WCBS reporter Christy Kalesian, thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.